That's Jamie, and it's another edition, second edition, which is amazing, of 5 Minutes With. And today we're with Glenn Goad, CEO of Earthlink. And Glenn, we're distanced apart, 6 feet apart, and appreciate you joining me and excited to share a little bit of 5 Minutes. It's never 5 Minutes, but we'll try to keep it as close to that as we can. How are you doing? What's up with the family? Tell me what's going on.
You know, overall, it's good. It's a difficult time for our country. Employees are being laid off around America, so that's never a good time. Fortunately, our company has been a remote work-from-home company in the past and has adapted pretty well. The family's doing good. We're learning how to be school teachers and other things at home that we weren't just a week ago. I'm sure teachers across America probably have a whole new appreciation right now for what they do. But overall, in the situation that we're in, I think we're doing pretty good.
It's a lot of family. You know, you look at these times. We were talking the other day, and you think about the opportunities that come out. You know, there's definitely the things that we're all like, I can't believe that's happening. But there are these moments where we're all spending inside with each other. Are you experiencing that yourself?
Oh, for sure. I said to, on a call this morning with one of my partners, 3 days in, I think we're a better company.
Yeah.
I think that our company is learning some new muscles that are good for us. I think leaders are getting some time out of conference rooms and meeting rooms and busy calendars to actually reflect and look at the business from a different lens. And I do think on the other side of this, we'll be a better company.
Remember the other day we were talking, in 2008, you had to get lean. And you had this idea of how it's going to, like, how is this going to impact, like, in the future? I thought that was great. And
yeah, no, it's, 08 was a tough time for a lot of companies. But I think if you looked at it 12, 18, 24 months later, a lot of companies would tell you they were better companies. And I think what we're going to learn through this process is efficiency. I think we've had all the technologies to be more efficient than we've been acting, and this situation has forced us to use them. And so there's been plenty of times I felt like I had to get on a plane and go face to face with somebody to get something done, and it's been amazing how much has gotten done not getting on the plane in the last 5 days.
Right. And education, I think, that's the thing I'm seeing in the house is the kids and the boys are, I'm like, they're flexing this muscle of distance learning, and you're going, I think they need 3 times the workload because there's not all the, the distractions. At 8:15, they were going, and they were just, they're eating it up, I'm noticing. I mean, not everybody's there, but I don't know.
My guess is you don't have 15 and 17-year-olds because at 8 o'clock in the morning, they're not going.
That's totally true.
Just so we're clear.
Good point. So let's go to the personal side of it. Just like, take me back. How were you, we're seeing it right now, but you saw it with your daughter overseas. How, like, just walk through that from a personal experience.
For sure. Probably the, obviously when this thing all started breaking loose and I thought that, this is going to create some heartache in America. There's going to be people who are impacted more than others. I really didn't think I would be impacted personally that much by it. I was sitting on the couch watching President Trump's speech from the Oval Office, and when he announced the restrictions on travel from Europe, Mallory, our college daughter, was in Europe. And my heart sunk, and I immediately went into response mode, and before he could finish his speech or I could talk to Mallory, I had already booked a ticket on Delta from Barcelona back to JFK, and in my mind, I wanted her one flight to America.
Mallory, I want you to come over. Like, what was it like in there, though?
Honestly, it was terrifying. Way more terrifying than I feel it should have been. It was just, like, a large sense of panic, I think, because I happened to be around a bunch of Americans in Spain at the time, so we all kind of got the news at the same time. The difference was, for me, like, I got the news by my dad sending me a screenshot of my flight confirmation in 6 hours, whereas my friends got the news, like, how am I getting home?
Wow, yeah.
So I think I had a, like, sense of comfort that a lot of people didn't have, and it was just chaos, honestly.
Can we even fathom how much the internet is swelling or serving with all, like, you know, our house had 5 live streams going because classes were going and I had conference calls going on. Any idea?
I mean, I don't think I could give it to you in, you know, bits and bytes and megs, but what I can tell you is I think in this time, people are absolutely figuring out what they have and maybe more importantly, what they don't have.
Yeah.
So people have been buying internet for a long time and nobody has probably, or the majority of people haven't stressed what they've bought up to its max. I think that's happening right now. And I think you're getting a lot of consumers out there who are trying to evaluate and figure out, do I have the right internet speed and connection at my home? As you know, Earthlink's been around for 26 years. We were a business that brought consumers to the internet 26 years ago. And we've had some of those customers have been with us 26 years. And we have a lot of loyal customers who have been good to our company through the years. And we said from the beginning of this, we got to figure out how to be good to our customers. Like, that's the most important thing right now, is making sure they stay connected. We know during this period, we're going to have some of our customers that lose their job temporarily or permanently. And we're going to do everything we can to make sure they stay connected. It's just it's a commitment that we have in our business to our customers. It's been there long before I was at the company. It's kind of been in the DNA or the culture of the business, is that our customers are at the front of this equation. And we're going to solve for them every day that we wake up.
All right. So a little, I'm going to wrap this up. I'm sure we're getting past my 5-minute mark. So what are you doing to pass the time, the other time? What song have you listened to during all this that you're like, man, that was good. It could be an oldie. It could be a goldie. Or like one that you said like, Mallory, you got to listen to this one.
Yeah. The many people who know me, they know I listen to a lot of Zac Brown. I listen to so much Zac Brown that my kids and they don't think that I, you know, have any other music on my phone. But I think Zac writes really good music, and there's some really good stories. He writes a song called "Free" that every time I kind of get in these moments, I go back to that song because it just gives you hope for what's possible. And so I've listened to it a few times over the last few days.
When I'm driving back, I'm listening to "Free" on the way back. There's no doubt. That's it, Glenn. I appreciate it.
All right, man.
5 minutes with it never lasts 5 minutes.
All right, take care, buddy.